Now for their final comments.
Various comments made. Just to be clear, of course, my position here is as a member of the Working Group on Business and Human Rights, and we've had a role across the various sessions, and in a way our role is because part of our mandate is in relation to the UN Guiding Principles, and therefore, to pick up the point made by IOE, part of it is to ensure there's a degree of regulatory coherence. Having said that, of course, there's various national laws, even recently across the EU, which are not in complete consistency with the UN Guiding Principles. And so our responsibility is just to remind on that, where the differences might be. Syria's already mentioned in relation to all businesses. Now, there are various parts of EU legislation which doesn't cover all businesses, and that's a concern which the working group has. Secondly, the comment by representative from Fian is that concern, understandable concern, that there are problems with the UN Guiding Principles. You gave the example of extraterritoriality. I accept that there are concerns with what's covered and what's not covered by the UN Guiding Principles. But of course, it was also one where there was similarly a range of different consultations and stakeholders involved. And you also made the point, very understandable point, about concern about issues of, I think, what you called corporate capture. As you know, the working group has just presented a report to the General Assembly in relation to the need for transparency in corporate engagement with states. We do not say there should not be that engagement. We just stress the idea of transparency. And this, after all, in this session should also be transparent, as I hope you feel it is. So those are just my responses. Thank you.